Health Buzz with Dr. Jim Keeney at www.jim.md.
This is Dr. Jim Keeney for Health Buzz podcast at www.jim.md. Today we're going to talk about Senator Edward Kennedy and his recent diagnosis of a malignant brain tumor. Before we get to that, though, a word from our sponsor. Today's show is sponsored by Aveeno Baby. Aveeno Baby offers a complete line of baby skincare products to cleanse and moisturize baby's delicate skin. Aveeno Baby products are specially formulated with natural oat to provide daily care for baby's skin and to soothe and relieve dry skin. Aveeno Baby and Health Buzz, a perfect combination for your baby. This is Dr. Jim Keeney. Today in the news, Senator Edward Kennedy has been diagnosed with a brain tumor. This occurred when he had a seizure last week and was brought to the hospital. A lot of people's first conclusion was that a seizure like this would be alcohol related. But, you know, when you have a 76-year-old who has a new onset seizure, this thing is going to be a tumor until proven otherwise. And that's exactly what they found. It's not just the tumor they found. It's the type of tumor and its location that creates a big problem. Gliomas have different types of grades. Now, in the news, they've been saying that this is a malignant glioma. Most common type of that is called a glioblastoma multiforme, or GBM. The other thing is that this tumor has been found in his parietal lobe on the left side. Now, that's just above the left ear, and that controls things like spatial awareness of the right side of the body. It also controls language, reading, speaking, math calculations. So this can have a significant impact on a person's quality of life, especially a high-functioning person like a senator. They haven't given us much information yet on the type of tumor cells that they found, how big this thing is, and how much of the brain is involved. Reading between the lines, though, it sounds like they did do a biopsy, and yet they did not do a surgery. So that tells me when they open up the brain to take a biopsy, but yet don't elect to do surgery, that this may not be an operable tumor. So if you're not going to operate on it, what's left to treat a tumor like this? We've got radiation therapy. And typically in a tumor like this, it's done with what we call stereotactic radiation. Some people call that gamma knife radiation. And what that is you're using radiation coming from different angles to focus all the energy in one particular spot. And by coming from different angles, you can have a lot of energy from radiation all pinpointed in one area, but each ray in and of itself is not enough to damage normal tissue. That way you get kind of a crushing blow right where you want it and you don't damage the surrounding tissue as much. I'm not sure in this case, again, if it's not amenable to surgery, it makes it harder also to treat with radiation, because after radiation, you're going to get some swelling and some damage and you will hit some of the good tissue. And in this location, it's very difficult and you don't want to lose function by damaging any of the good tissue in the process of trying to take this tumor out, especially since we know the prognosis for this type of tumor is relatively poor. We're talking in the order of months to years, and typically closer to months when we're talking about a glioblastoma multiforme. So the last thing you want to do is reduce this person's quality of life for the remaining months they have. You don't want to take away their speech or their ability to understand the spoken or read word. Some of you may remember political consultant Lee Atwater, and in 1991, he actually had the same type of tumor that took his life. Now, this tumor was revealed in a classic way. He had a seizure. About half of these type of tumors will present with severe persistent headaches as the first sign. It doesn't sound like Senator Kennedy had that symptom. He had no signs, according to reports, until he had this seizure. Seizures are the presenting symptom in about a third of these cases, so it's not uncommon. A lot of people have been asking me, what's the cause for this type of tumor? You know, cell phones or radiation of some kind. It turns out that a lot of these tumors have abnormal chromosomes in them, especially located at chromosome 7. Some people only have one set of chromosome 7 who are diagnosed with this tumor. But continuing on the treatment, there are other treatments available besides surgery and radiation, and that would be chemotherapy. There's some promising chemotherapy agents that really promising in the form of prolonging life and improving quality of life, but not really in curing. This is not a curable disease at this moment in time. The chemotherapy agent most recognized for this type of tumor is called Temodar. It's given orally. It doesn't have as many side effects. And it's one of the few anti-cancer drugs that's able to actually cross the blood-brain barrier. This is a tight barrier of cells that protects the brain from toxins and other chemicals. There's some studies in the drug called Avastin, which blocks the formation of new blood vessels. But again, that's not really an established treatment so far. It's only been approved for treating colon, breast, and lung cancer. Some other experimental approaches are vaccines. One is a vaccine that is a virus, and the virus damages brain tissue that's abnormal, but leaves undamaged tissue alone. So that would be kind of a magic bullet. That's what we need, something that goes in and almost magically only affects the bad cells and leaves all the good cells behind and unaffected. Another approach being looked into is a vaccine where they take the proteins out of this tumor and attach it to a white blood cell that presents the antigen. Then the patient's own immune system can be activated against the tumor and actually attack the tumor. Again, that would be kind of a magic bullet, your own immune system, minimal side effects, hopefully, but we're still far out from that. That's not been approved yet, and it's still just under investigation. I'll continue to stand by and add comments as this story develops, but you know, this is a difficult process to walk through for anybody that has this disease, and my heart really goes out to all people with these type of tumors that we just can't treat. We wish we had something better for, but we really don't. Remember to stop by my website at www.jim.md for future updates on the Health Buzz podcast, and you can subscribe there in the upper right-hand corner. Till next time, take care.